You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It is only March, but already Māori politics is proving to be very interesting 6 months out from the general election. The Māori and Mana parties have formed an alliance in order to help get Hone Harawira re-elected in Te Tai Tokerau. The Māori King has declared his support for the Māori Party candidate Rahui Papa in Waikato Hauraki, while Willie Jackson has joined the Labour Party and will run as a List MP. Tension is high, words and insults are being thrown around from all quarters, and the Māori seats will be one of the closely fought battlegrounds come September. To dissect everything that is going on and discuss how the media should cover Māori politics this election, I spoke to TV3's The Hui producer, Annabelle Lee.
I think, to me, the seats that will most be of interest will be, of course, Te Tai Tokerau, the battleground of Hone Harawira and Calvin Davis, will be an interesting one to watch. Calvin only won by 700 votes last time, and the Māori Party encouraged their supporters to vote Labour. Of course, now we have the deal between Mana and the Māori Party, so Calvin will have a tough competition on his hands there. I think Hauraki Waikato will certainly be a lot more interesting, having had Rahui Papa throw his hat on in the ring. But again, that's going to be a really hard-fought battle there, because Nanaia has such a massive majority and has held that seat for so long and has so much support. So whether or not it's the game changer the Māori Party says it is, I think the jury's still out on that, but it will still be an interesting one to watch. And I think Te Tai Hauauru, the battle between Haui Tamati, and Adrian Rudafi of the Māori Party will be another interesting one to watch, because, you know, Haui has a high profile down there. He's been in local politics a long time. Adrian Rudafi doesn't have as much of a profile nationally, but I still think that could be an interesting one to watch as well.
What do you make of the play by the Māori King to sort of enter the political arena and give his voice? Will this have much influence?
It's a really interesting one, and certainly not one that I've, you know, not a move that I've ever seen in my lifetime. I know that with his mother, Te Ataerangi Kahu, Te Ariki Nui, she certainly chose to remain above the fray of party politics, and to you know, remain on good terms with all political parties, which is really, when you think about it, probably in the best interests of the kingitanga, because, you know, they don't control who's in government and you do have to work with whoever is in power. And so it'll be interesting to see if Labour gets in, how the relationship with the kingitanga and Labour will proceed, given what the King has said. It is unusual. It's high risk, I think, for him to be nailing his colours to the Māori Party's mast, because, frankly, it's not... The election won't be decided in Huntly and Ngārua Wāhia and those provincial areas. You know, the majority of that electorate live in the urban centres like Papakura, and how much influence he has in those urban centres remains to be seen. So it's a high-risk move by him, I think, in terms of his personal credibility. But, you know, we'll just have to wait and see what happens there. But certainly the stakes couldn't be any higher.
How much of a role does whakapapa and whanungatanga play in Māori politics?
I think it depends, really. I mean, obviously, mana is an incredibly important thing, but and, you know, whakapapa too, to a certain extent. But at the end of the day, it's everyday voters that... that go out there and cast their vote. So I think, you know, in terms of resourcing, perhaps whakapapa and mana are important in terms of being able to muster your troops on the ground and get them out, get them door knocking, all of that sort of stuff. certainly that has an impact. If the average Māori who casts a vote stands in the polling booth and contemplate a candidate's mana, I'm not too sure. I think it's probably more about personal mana and profile nowadays anyway.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about the relationship at the moment between the Labour and Māori parties? It seems quite tense.
Yeah, it is. Well, you know, the Māori Party was born out of protest against Labour's Foreshore and Seabed Act, and, you know, a lot of Māori were furious with the Labour Party at the time, and rightly so, but despite that piece of legislation, you know, there is an argument that what National replaced it with wasn't much better, and Māori tend to be naturally more left-wing than right. So I think that the Māori Party has spent so long in coalition with National has hurt them in the eyes of Māori voters. Arguably, Labour isn't very left anymore either. So, you know, they're kind of fighting for the same type of voters, and so there's always going to be tension. The Māori Party are always going to see Labour as the party that took the foreshore and seabed. Labour are always going to see the Māori Party as the group that has propped up the government for, you know, the last sort of 9 years or so. And so I don't think we're going to see a repair of that relationship anytime in the near future. You know, they're competing for the same voters, and so I don't think we're going to see peace breaking out all over the show in the way that we have seen with Mana and the Māori Party.
So there's not much likelihood then of a coalition?
Absolutely not. And, you know, we've asked both sides this numerous times. We had Andrew Little on our program recently, and we asked him, you know, if, depending on how the numbers shake out, would he be willing to reach out to the Māori Party? And we've asked them the same thing over the years, and I think there's probably not much chance of that happening anytime in the near future.
Moving on to the media, how do you think the media should be trying to cover Māori politics this year?
Well, I mean, yeah, it's a fascinating time in Māori politics. This will certainly be one of the you know, the most interesting elections. Having said that, I say that every single election, because they always turn out to be, in my mind, the most interesting seats. It's a really hard thing to cover the Māori electorates, because you can't poll them in the way that you can poll general electorates. They're incredibly difficult to poll because, you know, most polling companies only do it on landlines. Lots of Māori no longer have landlines. Young people tend to use cell phones. To get enough numbers to make the poll, you know, accurate and representative is incredibly difficult. So I guess really what the media have to do is spend time in those electorates, going in and really understanding what the issues are, and not just talking to the usual kind of talent that you would ordinarily target. I think that you really have to talk to not just the people on the streets, but, you know, you need to go into schools, you need to go into, you know, the educational facilities in the area, you need to go to, you know, into the factories, into whatever the main industries are, into the WINS offices is probably a really good place to talk to people and find out, you know, what the issues are. Or what the people consider to be the most interesting issues. And sometimes the answers will surprise you. In the last election, we polled all seven of the Māori electorates, and the number one issue identified as being of the most concern to voters in those electorates was family violence. And yet we haven't seen, you know, much follow-up on the issue since. So, you know, it's really insightful to talk to people and find out what it is that they care about, I think.
Just finally then, what can we expect from the Hui's election year coverage?
Oh, now that's a good question. We have recently, and I hope it's okay that I announce this here, but we will have an hour-long special on the morning after the election. So that's exciting for us, because we're a half-hour program. We're getting an hour that morning, so that's good. And, you know, we'll be doing our best to get out into each and every one of the Māori electorates and really, you know, canvass the the thoughts of the people, and we'll be having all of the candidates on our program throughout the year.
Irirangi Pō, Radio Bosom.
The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.